No one knows the future, and we're not pretending that in a single weekend we can guess this year's ending. When you listen next week, only an hour's gone by. Don't know if we can do it, but we're gonna try. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long. We're stuck in the past. You keep moving on. We'll be talking 2024 all year long.
Hello, welcome to Talkin' 2024 with Noah and Joe. It's 12:40 p.m. on Black Friday. This is episode 12 of 53 that we are recording back-to-back, bringing you a weekly forecast that's timely and untimely.
Like a tree that doesn't fall in the woods, but there's someone around to hear it?
Or a big ol' moose that gives you a goofy smile.
That's right. We're talking March 17th through March 23rd, 2024. With our guest of the hour, Aaron Merrill.
This Saturday is Earth Hour, and we're going to be chatting about the planet. Once again, I am your host on this journey through time, Noah Max Levine, and here with me is your co-host for spring, Joe Tuzzi. Tuzzi. Wait.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I believe this is a great place to start. I believe it's Tuzzi, but it became a thing that you're 2Z, like the numbers 2Z. And So that's how I've always heard
it. So that's basically my family said Tuzzi growing up.
Yeah.
Everyone called us 2Z because it looks like it's spelled 2Z.
Mm.
So we just said whatever. But technically it's Tootsie from Italy. So I just don't correct people.
Yeah. I will aim for Tuzzi.
Tuzzi works.
But Joe, you're here. You're here with us for spring. We're like got a couple breaks and we're going doing a break for overnight in a little bit. I'm excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. I really appreciate being included and invited into this.
Well, that's the spirit of spring. All the flowers opening up and yeah.
Letting bees in.
Joe, do we have any birthdays this week?
We do. I have a few birthdays for you this week. So happy birthday, Kurt Russell. It would have been Nat King Cole's birthday, John Boyega, and someone named Megan Plays, YouTube star.
Thank you for that, Joe. Let's meet our guest. Our guest today is Aaron Merrill. If you need a writer or director, he is, very available. He has quotes around that, but also crossed out one very.
Which one?
Like an in-between one, the RY of one and the VE of the next.
Weird.
Well, I'm excited to meet him. Oh, here's a fun fact. Aaron was born on Easter, and so his birthday falls on Easter every 7 years, but not this year. Aaron, welcome to Talkin' 2024.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for writing us a skit.
Yeah, I'm a writer and director, and I'm traveling the Earth right now, so I don't get to perform. So I jumped at the chance to do a little bit of writing while we're on this journey.
Yeah, so you're traveling the Earth, which is like a great framework for the thing we always start with, which is just kind of talking with people about how they move through the year, through their life. Are you a planner when it comes to just your life in general?
No, I'm a very anxious person, but I also have the like avoidant ADD trait. So I get very anxious about not, but very like resistant to planning. Like I'm not going to be boxed in, but I also don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's a constant like low level, free, terrified feeling. I'm scared, but I'm free in that fear. The fear is where the freedom is. Does that resonate for anybody? Anybody listening, if that resonates for you, get help.
It's always fun when like the different aspects of your personality that aren't problems individually like conspire together against you.
Yeah, that's always fun.
So like how far in advance would you prefer to plan things?
I would love to be like a easy come, easy go, decide like right now what to do with the next like 5 minutes of my life, just every 5 minutes, like a real like golden retriever or goldfish, you know, type of person. But I think I've been anxious about this recording all day, and you guys are delightful and kind, so there's no reason for it. It's just like a 2 p.m. appointment ruins my whole day. I think I need about a day.
Yeah.
I was flying to Vegas for a good friend's wedding a couple weeks ago, and we got to the airport at like, you know, 6 a.m, and we had an awful flight. New Orleans to Fort Lauderdale to Las Vegas with a 4-hour layover.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm a cheap person also. And from the gate next to us, there's a flight going directly to Las Vegas right now. That is clearly not full. And my fiance was like, hey, why don't we ask if we can get on that flight? Just the like newness of the idea. I was like, nope. And so I doomed us to 9 hours
yeah.
of travel hell and then regretted it. all week.
I do like plane travel nowadays is like, how much do you want to pay? How much do you want to suffer?
Yeah, you got to pick the one of the two.
Yeah, at least they're honest about it, though. They're like, you want to fly Spirit? Do you not respect yourself? I respect myself enough to fly Delta sometimes. That's like the level I'm at. My brother, who has a good job, flies JetBlue, and I'm like, oh, well, okay, okay.
I fly American and JetBlue.
I, for a while, was doing like the kayak thing and just taking whatever was cheapest, but after a while you learn it's worth it to not just always take the cheapest option. I mean, I had some flights where I was like, had to get to the airport at 5 a.m., and I was like, wait, I could have paid $30 more and slept 3 more hours.
It is worth it to fly comfortable time and to fly direct. It's the easiest way to like affirm yourself and just like live a much more pleasant life. I would recommend that to anybody who can.
I fly a lot for work, and they pay for it, which is nice.
Oh, great.
So we do American. They won't let us do like Spirit or Frontier anymore because it's caused too many issues. But I've gotten to a point where I'm like, oh, American's saying $50. I can upgrade to first class for my 2-hour flight. Hell yeah. Like, that's where I'm at with it. I will do anything to be comfortable on a plane.
Anything you say? So you're generally like flying by the seat of your pants. What's the...
I'm just unencumbered. I'm not loosey-goosey. I wish I was cooler and more free-spirited. I have all the like time and energy. I'm in my 40s. I don't have kids. I have a job. I have insurance. But I'm still like, ooh, when should I go to the grocery store? I got to plan it out.
Gotcha. Okay, so you are making the plans. What's the furthest thing into the future that you have on your planning?
My brother's getting married, so he's planning a wedding in 2025. So that's on my calendar already. I know the weekend.
Yeah, wow. I think that might be the first 2025 we've heard. So,
sorry to skip a whole year. I'll tell him.
No, that's okay. I mean, the title of the podcast is talking about 2024, but if you want to come in here and talk about 2025, I mean, what are we going to do?
What are we really looking forward to next year? Like, I was looking up things to talk about for the year, and it's going to be like the busiest election year.
Oh yeah.
The like 10 major democracies all have big national elections, so like that's going to be pretty terrible and awful, and I don't know. Everything seems bad.
There are some primaries this week. Yeah, we should start talking about all of that. But first, I want to turn it over to Joe.
Yeah, I have a segment.
Yes.
For you, and we're calling it Spring Training with Joe Tuzzi. I just said my own name wrong. Spring Training with Joe Tuzzi.
You're welcome.
And in this segment, basically the idea is I love sports, and sports in the comedy world is there's a real relationship with it, where some people love it and some people say sports ball as a joke all the time.
Oh yeah.
And which is just as clever as people who love sport. I grew up loving the Eagles and like really idolizing certain people. And I was just curious, is there any athlete or like, and it doesn't have to be a pro sport, like just athletic person that you maybe sort of idolized or grew up loving?
I grew up an athlete. I'm one of those comedians who loves sports. And in Chicago, that was very rare. I was surprised by how rare it was in Chicago. And I was always trying to get Tom to talk 76ers with me. He's just not a basketball guy. From New England, I'm a big Boston sports fan and all the sports.
Tom, who's sitting next to me and produced this and made so much of this happen.
Yeah, I just don't know. That was a thing in Chicago. I feel like every time people found out I was from Philly, they're like, I want to tell you how the Eagles are and my opinions on them. And I'm just like, I don't know anything. One of the first people I met in Chicago, I was like, oh yeah, I just moved here from Philly. Oh, so you guys have like the worst sports fans, right? And I'm just like, some people say fucking hi. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, who the fuck starts a conversation with like, oh, you're from that shithole town, huh?
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck you, dude. I've also cursed people out from stage, like talking about Philly and stand-up and stuff, where I got booed one time because the Eagles were undefeated last year. I was like, yeah, fuck you too. Yeah, fucking an annoyance. I got told someone to go fuck themselves.
I deeply respect Philadelphia's sports passion. I dislike all the players and teams, but I respect the fans.
Yeah, I think that's part of our fun. I think as Philly fans, we want people to do that to us. Like, we know what we're doing. It's not a secret.
We're for sure the heel, like, bad guy wrestlers of sports.
Yeah,
which...
you guys are Hulk Hogan when he went black.
Yeah.
Clothes.
The only time people rooted for us was against the Patriots. And that's like rooting against whoever's fighting Darth Vader. Like, whoever it is, who cares? Someone needs to kill this guy.
Meanwhile, I just want them to win and have another parade because it shut down the city and I got a day off from work.
But back to the question, I played hockey growing up and I really idolized Patrick Waugh, the goalie for the Canadiens and Avalanche. And he is the exact level of like psychotically competitive that I want my athletes to be. Like I want my athletes to like have to have sacrificed something to be so much better than me at something else. You know, like I like when athletes are not perfect people.
Mm.
Kevin Garnett was that same way for the Celtics and the Timberwolves, like just psychotically competitive, like a really, in some ways, a broken man to achieve greatness.
Yeah, they're always the best athletes.
It's comforting to be like, well, the reason I didn't go into the NHL is not because I'm 5'11". It's because I'm not a horrible dickbag.
I'm just over here advocating for taking care of yourself and being a whole person for what it's worth.
Any athlete who has that like drive and like compulsion, I really love that.
Nice. I like Patrick Waugh. I had no hard feelings against him.
He was cool.
Yeah.
Steve Yzerman seemed to be that same way.
Flyers didn't really have anybody in my lifetime who I feel like were actually, like a couple when I was really young.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like the old like Broad Street Bullies.
Yeah, but that was like the 70s.
What people liked about them, but that was like a little before
Eric Lindros was a little bit, there were some issues with him though in the Philly fans.
Yeah, Eric Lindros. Yeah.
And it's like the reason I can't respect Embiid is he does not seem to have that.
I'm not going to fight you on that. And I'm wearing a Sixer shirt and I agree.
You can't be the MVP of the league if you can't like fight.
He doesn't have that extra drive. I think Maxey might.
I also don't think Jason Tatum has it yet right now, to be fair.
I feel like I've heard of Jason Tatum. There are so many names you all are saying. And it's not so much, I'm sure some listeners will be in on it. Some other people will be as lost than I am.
Well, I'm desperate to talk comedy sports with comedy people.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we've had like 4 episodes in a row where everyone's talking about Dune, and now I'm like, okay, I get this now. Okay,
yeah, if you bring up Dune, I'm done. I watched that movie, I have no idea what happened. I was like, I am too stoned, and this is 3 hours long.
It was long. Long like baseball games before they changed the rules. Ah, I know about that.
There you go. Pitch clock.
So this is actually a good, if we want to keep talking about sports, this is a week for it because this is the week that March Madness is going to start, March 17th through the 23rd. But let me tell you about some other things happening this week. Sunday is not only St. Patrick's Day. It's also the Russian presidential election. Now, which are we more excited for?
Well, Russian president. Oh, I mean, St. Patrick's Day.
They both have foregone conclusions.
Sure. Yeah. Which one do you think is going to be drunker?
Well, I mean, the Russian presidential election, they're probably celebrating with vodka. That's the stereotype. And St. Patrick's Day, you're probably celebrating with whiskey and beer.
But are there more Russian people? Because I think the people sad about it will drink too.
Mm.
Than there are St. Patrick's Day celebrators.
Well, we don't have to go too far into the world of Russian politics, but St. Patrick's Day has never been a big day for me. Is it something you all celebrate, or does it just kind of pass you by?
I always enjoyed it. Growing up in New England, it's like right around the start of spring, and like the first time, you know, people like go out again a lot of times. It is a big thing in Chicago. It's like a whole mess. I never actually like went down to downtown and participated in it. I enjoyed it. As I get older and hangovers get more and more painful, I enjoy it less and less and more in moderation.
Don't they dye the river green in Chicago for it?
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Seems cool. It also, like, everybody from the suburbs comes in and gets just blackout drunk.
And to be fair, Philly's rivers are green all year round.
Yeah. So, like, Philly's rivers are naturally green. The Chicago River, when it's green, it's like, first time you see it, you're like, that's pretty cool. Then, like, 2 days in a row, you're like, that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
Another thing happening this week, the March equinox, which is on Tuesday, which is the day at this time of year when we have equal amount of light and dark.
Yep, that's right. That's cool. Has anybody talked about the big eclipse that's going to be coming up in a couple weeks?
Yeah, we haven't talked about it yet. My fiance is coming on because we're going to go to Western New York.
Nice.
To be in the totality with, it's probably going to be cloud cover there, but we didn't want to go down to Texas because that's farther from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited. We went to the 2017. Did you go to the 2017 eclipse?
No, I don't remember where I was back then, but no. It's right where my parents live in Maine. It's going to have it'd be in the totality too. So I'm hoping to like plan a visit home for and be there for that. It seems really cool.
It's worth it 100%. And as we'll talk about, and people can hear the whole story in a couple of weeks, traveling to and from was a nightmare. So staying with family before and after, you'll be so happy.
Nice.
The other thing that happens on that Tuesday, speaking of politics, there are primaries in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, Ohio. As much as any of the primaries are going to matter this year, there's a lot that have happened already, so it's hard to say whether it'll already be set in stone. Do you follow politics in general? Do you feel like you'll be kind of following the news this week, March 17th?
Not primaries, unless there's like a referendum I have to weigh in on. Generally, I kind of ramp up a month or two before November, and I used to work in nonprofit policymaking in DC, which is very like politics adjacent. You got to talk to a lot of like actual politicians and stuff, and that really put me off. It was an awful time in my life. It's when I started comedy in DC, and a big reason of why. Just a soulless town most of the time, but there are some very funny and nice people.
Good chili in DC.
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
Pretty good chili. Yeah.
Another thing this week, there's a primary in Louisiana on Saturday. Saturday is also the start of the Jewish holiday of Purim, which is that evening. So it's actually pretty suitable that it comes close to St. Patrick's Day because it's also a drinking holiday. But not a green one. This week, there's a one video game that's coming out that we know of, Princess Peach Showtime. This is a Princess Peach game they announced where she puts on lots of different costumes in a play. It looks really fun.
It does look fun. I watched the trailer the other day. I was like, oh, I'm buying this one.
She had one game before where her powers were her emotions, and now she gets to put on costumes. So it's an improvement. No, it really looks like
it does look fun.
What is the like game?
I don't know how to explain it from there.
It looks like a lot of different games. Like she puts on like a ninja outfit and then is throwing stars, so it's kind of actiony, and then she puts on a detective outfit, and then you're kind of playing a detective game where you're like looking for clues. So
I have not played a Princess Peach game. I didn't know she was headlining her own game.
Yeah.
She's had a few now.
Cool.
She's the only princess in that kingdom, maybe. There's a couple movies coming out this week, none of which I recognized. I did catch a trailer like on YouTube. It served it to me for Arthur the King, which is a dog movie with Mark Wahlberg. How do you two feel about these? The dog movies, right?
Is this a dog movie where he's the voice of a dog or he has a dog?
It's the dog movie where like the sentimental, like my dog is my best friend. He goes missing. Like we grow up together. You know, like one of those kinds of things.
No, that sounds horribly manipulative and gut wrenching. And I also don't believe Mark Wahlberg can portray an emotion besides anger in film, believably. So that sounds like a hard pass from me.
I'm going to have to second reasons, that.
But I've never been interested in a sentimental dog movie as well.
No, they're so. Oh, I mean, when I was a kid, we watched that one where the dogs get lost and Michael J. Fox is the
Homeward Bound.
Yes, thank you. The Incredible Journey.
I love that movie. I've been chasing that forever. Nothing's ever lived up to it for me.
That's about the only good like talking animal lead movie. But also that one, they like make you think the old dog is dead at the end.
Yeah.
A hot minute. Like, hey, let's just make the children cry.
I remember having trouble breathing the first time I watched that because I was so upset at the end.
Awful.
Imagine if I Am Legend's dog also talked. Like if that was that type of movie with a dog from I Am. Oh, speaking of sad. Sorry. Go ahead, Noah.
No, I mean, that's exactly what it's like. I mean, I Am Legend, it could be a sentimental dog movie. There's an element of that.
Yeah, that was about the only like real emotional part of that whole movie.
Yeah, it was like, damn, this part hurts. What the heck?
When you're in a zombie vampire apocalypse and facts are leaving my head, the actor.
Will Smith.
And you are Will Smith.
Speaking of Phil.
And the only living thing around is a dog. You're going to fall in love. Another movie coming out this week is called One Life. It stars Anthony Hopkins. It's based on the true story of Sir Nicholas Winton, who rescued children from the Nazis during World War II. So if you're looking for something a little happier, keep looking. I mean, he rescued children, but it's probably pretty dramatic and intense.
Is that sounds like the guy from that YouTube clip that's been around for years where they like have an old man on a talk show and then they ask, they're like, a woman in the audience is a girl you saved from the Nazis. And then the whole audience is that guy?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
I've done such surface level research.
I'm pretty sure it is. That's like a YouTube clip that's been going around for 15 years.
I think I read something about him being reunited with some of his people, so that would make sense. There's also an independent film called Femme, which is very queer. It could be interesting. Yeah, it's not a big blockbuster movie week, but I did want to bring up, well, Earth Hour, which is on Saturday from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. I guess people turn off their lights and stuff like that. There was other stuff happening during Earth Week or whatever, which is why I chose Earth Hour for the Earth. So what's everyone's relationship with our planet?
I spent most of my time here. Enjoyed moments of it. I'm currently on like a year-long road trip. My partner and I both work remotely, so we decided to take a year off and move around the country for like 4 months at a time and try out some different cities and just see like parts of the country we haven't seen, and Canada. I'm really excited for that. We're in New Orleans currently in 2023. We'll be here through Mardi Gras 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And then, excited. Love New Orleans. Really loving it. Great city. There's a lot of art and culture and just like weird, funky stuff everywhere. We may stay longer. I'm soft pedaling, you know, staying here for a few more months. Driving here, and like we're driving around the country because we have a dog, which is why I won't see that Mark Wahlberg movie, one of the many reasons. Driving around with the dog, you get to see like just how the country changes when you go. You know, we've started in Maine a couple days before Halloween. It was snowing. It was the first like frost the morning we drove out, and drove all the way to New Orleans over like 4 days, and saw like New England become the mid-Atlantic, become like the Appalachians, and then like the South. I've never spent any time in the South before this. It's real eye-opening. Just seeing like how big the country is and how it changes. Philadelphia and Maine are not that far apart, but they're very like different geologically.
Can I ask you what's the favorite thing you've eaten since you've gotten to New Orleans?
Ooh.
Fried oyster.
Ooh.
Fried oyster po' boys. Several restaurants you can just get fried oysters as a side. I have an oyster shell tattoo nice. That I'm showing off that is a souvenir tattoo from the first time I visited New Orleans.
So I don't eat oysters. I never have. But from what I understand about the texture, what happens when you fry them?
They firm up a little bit. They like dredge them in, you know, cornmeal or flour or something, and they kind of tighten up a little bit.
Hmm.
They're a little bit more like the consistency of like close to like a baked stuffed mushroom.
Okay.
I don't know if you had like one of
that
those.
That makes sense,
like,
yeah.
Still squishy, but like a little more meaty and yeah.
Mushrooms are the oysters of the forest floor. So
yeah, I mean the oyster mushroom.
One last follow-up about the food. Have you tried gator? Have you gotten gator yet while you're down there?
Not since we've been here. I have had gator before.
Okay.
It tastes like gamey chicken.
I like the one I had down there. I went for a wedding a while back, and if I was going to pick another city to move to, it would be New Orleans probably too. So
I mean, it's pretty great. Yeah. Everywhere makes the best gumbo. Like, yeah. Just, I mean, it's
and
ridiculous.
It was the nicest people I ever ran into. Like, people would like go out of their way to help me. Like, if they saw you, like, you look a little lost, they would like map out where to go and tell you where to go and where to see things. And
yeah,
it's crazy. It's very, people are very sweet and nice. We've met all our neighbors, and they're genuinely like nice people.
Mm.
The other day I was walking my dog. There's like a high school at the end of the street, and it was a Saturday afternoon. And there's just like a second line, which apparently is some kind of like just parade.
Mm-hmm.
An organization throws a parade and everybody goes. And it is happening on our street. And my dog took a shit on the high school lawn. And I was at a little dog bed. My fiance was with me, and I was like, hey, let's just run home. We're one block away from the house. Grab another roll of the bags and I'll pick up this dog. And a bunch of people like parked on the street waiting to like turn to park somewhere for the second one. Just casually like with their windows open. We're just like observing me. And they weren't like one guy was like, hey man, you should pick that up. And I was like, yeah, I know. But he said it like so nicely and like lightly. I was like, in New England, that would be an invitation to fight.
Yep.
Like, hey man. And another person just like kind of like did the same thing. And I was like, they're being so nice and reasonable though.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's wonderful. It's the nicest city I've ever visited, like people wise.
Nice. It's a place I would go, and I would go soon in case it sinks.
That's fair.
So, March Madness. Yeah.
Well, what is your relationship to the Earth?
Oh, what is my relationship with the Earth? Yeah, there's places I want to go and things I want to see, and I'm worried about it.
Do you have like any travel coming up next year besides the eclipse? What is the thing you're like most excited?
Next year, the eclipse, we're going to the lake. That's the big one. We went to Japan last year.
Oh, cool.
So that was like a really fortunate trip, but it also made us want to travel more.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
There is so much to see around the US. It's nice sometimes to check huge out the different.
Just yeah. A huge country.
Truly is. Are you and your partner good traveling companions? Are you like compatible or do you push each other's buttons?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean we travel and we're like, you know, together the whole time, and it's basically neither of us needs a schedule, so we just kind of float around and pick the next activity and kind of have things in mind. I've been traveling by Google Maps, where you put all the things you want to see on Google Maps and then you just see what's nearby.
Oh, I like doing that too when I'm traveling for work, because I don't know what the hell's in these cities. Like,
yeah.
I'm 40 minutes outside Atlanta. What am I going to do here?
And which direction? 48 minutes outside of Atlanta and which
Lawrenceville
direction?
Is where I go a lot. It's mostly I'm going to like chain restaurants and stuff. It's,
you could go visit one of my dad's previous offices.
Oh, go say hi to the office building.
Yeah, you could in Lawrenceville.
Here's a travel tip if you're in the South, like outside of Atlanta. There's a regional fast food chain called Cookout that rules.
I have not been to Cookout.
First of all, it is a bananas crazy establishment. You can get platters with like two entrees and two sides, and like corn dogs are a side, quesadillas are a side.
Yeah, that's not my...
Just like anything you want to do. Everything I've had from there is also really good. And the best pulled pork sandwich I can imagine from like a chain restaurant.
Yeah.
Like it puts to shame some standalone barbecue places.
Okay. Nice. I will definitely check. If you can't see me if you're listening, but you can see me on the camera. I like fast food. I like barbecue.
I am not the slimmest guy, and New Orleans is definitely like putting a strain on my belt. Cookout rules, it's cheap. And the most recent time I stopped on the way down here, we stopped at a lunchtime, and right in front of us were just like four different groups of contractors. Like that's where they go for lunch. And we know that's a
good spot.
That's
how you know it's good. Yep.
When like that's where the crew goes.
My dad was an electrician. And if you just knew that when that group of people went to a place more than once, then you knew like, oh, that's cheap and good.
Real quick before we move on, March Madness. Joey, I feel like you do brackets. Aaron, do you do brackets?
Yeah. When I have an office job in March or like, used to be a bartender for a long time. We would always do brackets and stuff. So I don't really follow college basketball until March Madness.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
There's too many players. There's too many schools. There's too many games. Like there's just four or five games every night. I like it, but I went to a small college, so we didn't have like college sports.
I feel like whoever figured out the idea of putting together a March Madness bracket, like that's the thing that makes it so popular.
Oh yeah, it's the March Madness itself has got to be a $1 billion industry. Like outside, not even the rest of the basketball season, like just March Madness.
But it's like you could do a Super Bowl bracket. You could do a football championship bracket.
Well, they do a playoffs, but I feel like football teams would die if they had to play that many games in such a short time.
Yeah.
You can't play back to back. Yeah.
Right. Right. I guess that's it. It's like they're happening all the time, and so there's a constant.
They could
stuff.
Do it in baseball. They could just do like,
All
right, every team plays three doubleheaders for 4 days.
Yep, and see what happens.
Wow.
Series is over.
I think basketball is heading that way too a little bit with that. The in-season tournament is sort of like that.
Yeah, they're trying to capture some of that like bracket madness.
They're more like soccer. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the World Cup. The World Cup is a tournament. Yep.
There's so many like tournaments inside the other leagues. If you're a Premier League team, you play in like up to four or five tournaments while your regular season's going on.
Like tournaments aren't necessarily the best way to resolve these things, you know, because you get like one shot or two shots or whatever. And
that's part of the fun. That's part of the chaos. Like it's not the best team. It's the winner of the tournament.
Right.
Yeah. But,
which could be the best team, like often is, but often is not.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl in 2017, I don't think... with Nick Foles, who I love, we weren't the best team at that point. But we were one of, but it was like, ooh, we won with a backup.
But there's a story. It's easy to follow. I think that's why they're so big.
I think they should talk it out.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, they should talk it out. That's
they should talk it out.
Yeah.
Use your words, fellas.
I feel like that was a foul.
I'm all for that. Speaking of using our words, we're nearing the end of our time together. I wanted to thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you could be out there getting some fried oysters, but instead you're talking with
us. Yeah, this time, 2024, when you're listening to this, I will be underneath the Space Needle, wearing a replica Kurt Cobain sweater, ripped Dickies probably, and having strong opinions about coffee.
Cool.
Is there anything that you want to plug for people in the future?
No.
No. Cool.
Go back, if you found this because of me, which is not, that's nobody, it's not going to happen, go back and listen to the other episode.
Oh, hey, I'll take it. Thank you. There have been 11 previous episodes. What has happened so far this year? We didn't know, but we guessed. another thing we always want to tell people is don't forget about the Southern Hemisphere where the seasons are reversed, because I often do. And we want to thank Sabona Creativity Project for giving us a place to be to record this podcast. One more final piece here, which is we're going to leave everybody with the takeaway, which is something that they can take with them throughout the week that we'll all contribute. We'll all come up with ideas. Joe, what is the topic?
A tiny piece of nature to enjoy.
So what is a tiny piece of nature people can enjoy this week?
Well, March is pretty cold in most of the country. Maybe get out there if you've spent all of the winter like bundled up or inside. Like maybe get out and enjoy the winter before it's gone. Go snowshoeing or ice fishing or hiking in the woods or something. You know, do something to enjoy the season. It's not, there's good stuff about winter. I like to go snowboarding like once a year just to remind myself that I like it. But I don't ever want to go more than 3 times a winter. It's cold. I get wet. Something like that.
Nice.
Fire pit. Feels like a good fire pit time of year.
Fire pit is nice.
Yeah, make some mulled wine and sit outside with some friends. Like, just like be present in the winter, even though it generally kind of stuff.
I'm going to take this very literally, and I didn't set myself up for this. And I'm going to say a tiny piece of nature to enjoy is a blueberry.
Good.
Okay. Should I do one too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. A tiny piece of nature that I will enjoy in March is my yard, because I have outdoor space.
Oh, nice.
Finally.
Can other people come and hang out?
Yes, you are welcome over. Come on over. If you stop in Philly, come on over. I don't live in Philly, actually, but, you know, close enough.
Start in Philly, then figure out where to go. All right, we have time for one more, so I'm going to draw just one more card, and we're going to do this super fast. For this week, what is a fish you should keep in your aquarium this week?
A fish you should keep in your aquarium this week?
I think they're called neons. They're the little, like, maybe a quarter inch long. They're blue and red striped, but their bodies are also like slightly clear. And you buy them, I think they're a type of minnow, but I might be wrong. My dad has an aquarium that has, you know, 40 or 50 of them in there. They're very pretty. They dart around. Neons.
I'm going to say something that you can reasonably take care of that matches your needs.
I'm going to say, so I grew up and we had alligator fish, they're called, and they look a little bit like alligators and they chomp and they escape really easily. So you should get those.
Ooh. Awesome. That is the takeaway. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, everyone. And tune in again next week. We will be back talking 2024.
Talking 2024 was recorded at Sawabona Creativity Project in South Philadelphia. For more information about their programs, go to sawabonacreativityproject.org. This episode was recorded on November 24th, 2023, and therefore should not be considered a trusted news source. Music for this episode was written and performed by Sarah Clemency. You can find more information about our guests in the show notes and via our Instagram at Talkin2024. For any questions about the podcast, you can email talkin2024@gmail.com. If you'd like to follow along with the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Have a great week.
How can you live a year in just 3 days? How can you live a year in 36 hours? Turn in the calendar, but you're staying in the same chair, living a year without. Thank you.